Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here at the Product Earth UK Expo in Birmingham, England. And joining me here at our desk for Canazen, we have, tell folks your name.
Paul Nelson.
Paul Nelson is joining us from Canazen. It's C-A-N-A-X-E-N, if you're trying to look it up. Tell folks about your product. What is this?
Basically, I've been making CBD extracts for the past 6 years. Varying different strengths. I've gradually got to the point where I've developed my own breed. That breed got tested a couple of years ago at 26 to 1.
26 to 1 CBD to THC.
There was 13% CBD, 0.5% THC.
That is remarkable. I'm not even hearing ratios like that in the States. So you definitely come up with something.
Yeah, I've got lab tests of that. But over here in the UK, it's a little bit behind the times. So we're not allowed to make products from cannabis sativa. So we're having to find our own supply, which we've done in Lithuania, of hemp. Okay. And that tests at 7% CBD and 0.2% THC, making it legal in the EU. So at the moment, we're making our products from that.
And that increases your costs, I imagine, rather than...
It certainly does, yeah. But we're just praying for a bit of a change in the law in the UK, and then hopefully...
Are they coming around on this subject?
Many people think that they are, but, you know, who can tell? It's the British government.
True, good point.
But at any moment, that could change. And I mean, the more THC, I'm sure you're aware, the more THC that's in there, the more entourage effect, the more effective the actual product is itself.
Right. We've heard from many of the patients that when they're restricted to just CBD oil, it's not as effective as if you add
definitely.
The THC.
Yeah, definitely. You need the whole plant extract, full spectrum of cannabinoids. You need everything in there.
Hmm. I've seen some amazing stories of little kids with epilepsy who are treated with CBD.
I'm sure
you've got plenty of those as well.
Oh, many stories. I've got many stories, yeah.
And that's what I think is bringing people around is they're, you know, the government can only say so much. When you see a child stop seizing, there's only so much they can say.
This is it. It's so counterproductive, but it just shows you that money rules.
Yeah.
And big pharmaceutical companies rule the roost.
Yeah. So what's your exposure on Canazen? I mean, are you in the UK? Are you throughout the European Union?
We're just a startup at the moment, really. I mean, I've been doing it 6 years, but I've just been joined by the rest of the team.
Okay.
And we're taking it to the next level, basically. So because we've got to go through the rigorous processes that Cannabis Trades Association lay down the law for us, basically, the MHRA, which is Medicines Health Regulatory Authority in the UK.
Okay.
We have to have everything lab tested. Zero, well, I think it's 1 milligram of THC per carton. So, you know, if you've got a 10-liter bottle, there can only be 1 milligram of THC in there.
In the complete thing.
Yeah, which for me is untenable. But but that's the rules, so that's what we abide by. So we've got three different e-liquids, got three different flavors: jelly bean, which I think is incredible, a blueberry, an original hemp. In each one of those, in 10 mil, we've got 100 milligrams of CBD. Now we get that from crystallized CBD,
okay,
and add it to the mix. And we've got a VG oil, which I've been doing for 6 years, and I've seen some incredible results. Even though there's no cannabinoids in there, vegetable glycerin doesn't hold cannabinoids because they're an oil. And if you need to put it in something that's an oil as well.
Right.
So it doesn't hold cannabinoids, but it will hold all of the amazing parts of the hemp and cannabis plant, which, you know, the raw cannabis plant.
Right. And we're learning so much more about the terpenes.
Terpenes, yeah, terpenes, flavonoids. We've got limonene in the VG. And alpha pinene, and
that's remarkable.
That's us at the moment, but we are working on another three CBD oils in three different strengths. So we're trying to produce a 3%, a 7%, and up to a 20%, which we've done in the past. But with these new laws, since January, I think it was, now we have to change our methods and try and get rid of the THC, which is a shame and counterproductive, really, but that's the UK.
So for our listeners out there that might want to learn more about your products, how can they find you online?
They can find us at canaxen.com. We sell our products on eBay, Amazon, And yeah, we're just trying. We're on social media as well. You can find us on social media.
Okay.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Excellent. Well, Paul, thanks so much for talking to
us today.
Thank
you very much for talking to us.
Have a great expo.
Cheers.